This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen Tuesday accused Russia of using food supplies as a weapon with global repercussions, acting the same way it does in the energy sector. Speaking at the annual World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, von der Leyen said Russia was taking intentional actions in Ukraine to make the world food shortages worse.
Today, Russia's artillery is bombarding grain warehouses in Ukraine, deliberately. And Russians' warships in the Black Sea are blockading Ukrainian ships full of wheat and sunflower seeds. The consequences of these shameful acts are there for everyone to see. Global wheat prices are skyrocketing, and it's the fragile countries and vulnerable populations that suffer the most.
Von der Leyen said global cooperation was the antidote to Russia's blackmail. She also told the global business and political leaders that Ukraine must win the war it is fighting against Moscow, making the invasion a strategic failure for Russian President Vladimir Putin. An advisor to the mayor of the port city of Mariupol said Tuesday that workers removing rubble from a collapsed apartment building in the devastated Ukrainian city found about 200 corpses in the building's basement. On the social media site Telegram, Petro Androshenko said the bodies were decomposing and the stench had permeated the neighborhood. It's not clear when they were discovered, and the report could not be independently verified. The port city of Mariupol was relentlessly pounded during a month-long siege that finally ended last week after some 2,500 Ukrainian fighters abandoned a steel plant where they'd made their last stand in the strategic port city. This is VOA News. Primary elections are being held in five U.S. states Tuesday, including a seat held by an anti-abortion Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Democratic primary runoff in Texas's largely Hispanic 28th district pits longtime Representative Henry Cuellar, who is anti-abortion, against Jessica Cisneros, who's for abortion rights. In suburban Atlanta, two congressional incumbents, Representatives Lucy McBath and Carolyn Bordeaux, are running against each other after Republicans redrew the congressional map in the state. Stacey Abrams is the presumptive Democratic nominee for governor, running unopposed in the primary. Alabama, Arkansas, and Minnesota also hold primaries today. I'm Julie Walker.
A court in Moscow Tuesday upheld a nine-year prison term for opposition politician Alexei Navalny, who already is behind bars for a previous conviction he and his supporters have called politically motivated. Navalny took part in the hearing via a video link from a prison in the Vladimir region. The Kremlin critic used his final statement in the court to condemn the Russian authorities for launching the ongoing unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, and he reiterated his previous statements that all of the charges against him are politically motivated. Navalny was handed the sentence March 22nd after the court found him guilty of embezzlement and contempt charges that he and his supporters have repeatedly rejected as politically motivated. Navalny was arrested in January last year upon his arrival to Moscow from Germany, where he was treated for a poison attack with what European labs defined as a Soviet-style nerve agent. He was then handed the 2.5-year sentence for violating the terms of an earlier parole because of his convalescence abroad. The original conviction is widely regarded as trumped-up, politically motivated case. Navalny has blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for his poisoning with a Novichok-style chemical substance. The Kremlin's denied any role in the attack. In China, much of downtown Shanghai remained closed Tuesday as a new round of mass testing was ordered by the government and the latest anti-COVID-19 measures being taken there. In the Zhong'an district of central Shanghai entered a three-day quiet period Sunday, shutting down all businesses while only allowing deliveries, according to local authorities. Three rounds of mass testing were carried out during the quiet period, and residents were not allowed to leave their homes except for a virus test. Shopping malls, office buildings, and shops were closed, with a few people in traffic seen on the streets. China's largest city, Shanghai, has seen a steady decline in the number of local infections in recent days. Repeating this hour's top news story, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen Tuesday accused Russia of weaponizing food supplies.